But nevertheless, by watching the way these tiny little specks behave in the vast nothingness, we begin to divine certain principles, certain laws like gravity, and so forth. So that was, if you like, the macroscopic view of the universe, which came from the first age of sand. The next age of sand is the microscopic one. We put glass lenses into microscopes and started to look down at the microscopic view of the universe. Then we began to understand that when we get down to the subatomic level, the solid world we live in also consists, again, rather worryingly, of almost nothing, and that wherever we do find something, it turns out not to be actually something, but only the probability that there may be something there. One way or another, this is a deeply misleading universe. Wherever we look, it's beginning to be extremely alarming and extremely upsetting to our sense of who we are. Great, strapping, physical people living in a universe that exists almost entirely for us? But it just isn't the case. At this point, we are still divining from this all sorts of fundamental principles, recognizing the way that gravity works, the way that strong and weak nuclear forces work, recognizing the nature of matter, the nature of particles, and so on. But having got those fundamentals, we're still not very good at figuring out how it works, because the maths is really rather tricky. So we tend to come up with almost a clockwork view of the way it all works, because that's the best our maths can manage. I don't mean in any way to disparage Newton, because I guess he was the first person who saw that there were principles at work that were different from anything we actually saw around us. His first law of motion, that something will remain in its position of either rest or motion until some other force works on it, is something that none of us living in a gravity well in a gas envelope had ever seen, because everything we move comes to a halt. It was only through very, very careful watching and observing and measuring and divining the principles underlying what we could all see happening that he came up with the principles that we all know and recognize as being the laws of motion. But nevertheless, it is, by modern terms, still a somewhat clockwork view of the universe. As I say, I don't mean that to sound disparaging in any way at all, because his achievements, as we all know, were absolutely monumental. But it still kind of doesn't make sense to us. Now, there are all sorts of entities we are also aware of, as well as particles, forces, tables, chairs, rocks, and so on, that are almost invisible to science. Almost invisible, because science has almost nothing to say about them whatsoever. I'm talking about dogs and cats and cows and each other. We living things are, so far, beyond the purview of anything science can actually say, almost beyond even